Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have 1883 Historic Stutzman County Courthouse Site Supervisor Steve Reedburn joining us. And Steve, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Warren. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, thank you again for taking time and braving, you know, the snow and everything to come on out. But Steve, Christmas time is coming soon. And the historic Stutzman County Courthouse is bringing, again, their Christmas open house. This is, I believe I went to this last year, and every single room is decked out. The halls were decked, I guess, if you want to say that, right?
Yes, it is. The halls are decked, yeah. And every room has a Christmas tree decorated by an organization or a group of individuals who've come together, and we will have signs saying who did what tree. And this year, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to have a box, and you can buy tickets to vote. So that would make a contribution not only to the courthouse, but you get to vote on which tree you thought was the best.
That is awesome. Are there just bragging rights for the best tree?
Just bragging rights. we might give them, I don't know, an embroidery or something.
very cool. So, I mean, like I said, there's so many rooms inside the courthouse, and did you guys just ask for businesses or organizations to decorate these trees, Steve?
I've been doing it for about a year. Yeah. I've been asking various individuals, if, like Stutzman County Memorial Museum, I asked those guys if they would. Mike Williams from Williams Funeral Home said he would. Kara from Don's House Flowers, she mentioned she would like to do a tree. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Deb Lee and all her friends have taken this on as part of their project.
Right, yeah.
They love this. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun with it last year. There was probably 12 trees decorated.
Awesome.
And this year we have 20 trees.
Woo!
So.
Awesome.
The state of North Dakota was kind enough to put outlets upstairs in the courtroom. So now we have plenty of places for trees.
There you go. There you go. So we want our listeners to make December 8th or December 15th from 1 to 4. We want them to make the courthouse a destination of theirs, because that's kind of a thing. People will drive around and check out the Christmas lights and the Christmas decorations. They can do this at the courthouse.
Yes. And all the trees will have a theme.
Okay.
There are several trees that, one tree is done by Fort Seward. One tree is done by Diane Neva. There's another tree done by Stutzman County Memorial Museum. So they all have a theme, and they're all different. So it's a good way to get around and see how different things get decorated.
Yeah, definitely. And, of course, vote on your favorite, and while also making a donation to the courthouse.
Yep. So and we'll have a roll of tickets. You can buy one or 20.
Awesome. Very good. Again, Steve Reedburn, site supervisor for the historic 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse. And again, this Christmas open house will be December 8th and 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. Steve, we also want to talk here about a new exhibit that's going to be something super special come summertime, right?
Right. We got a grant through Jamestown Tourism to turn the 1883 Courthouse into a citizenship museum, and it's going to be about voting rights. It's going to be about where you went to get your plot of land, homesteading, various things, functions that happened at a courthouse, which are a big deal if you are like an immigrant coming to this country and you want to get 160 acres, you want to go to the courthouse and claim your plot, you want to pay your taxes there, you want to vote there, all those things. And we're going to try to get every room set up so that you can see what actually happened at the courthouse and how to be a good citizen.
It's going to be fantastic and just another new opportunity to learn more about what exactly happened inside that courthouse. And again, I always got to point it out, the oldest courthouse in North Dakota.
The oldest standing courthouse.
Oldest standing courthouse. Thank you. Yes. So keep an eye out for this new exhibit when this rolls out. And again, a great learning tool for schools when it comes around as well. I'm sure that schools will be able to use it as well.
Yes, we're going to base it on the State Historical Society has what they call history for grade schools. And it's fourth and eighth grade, which typically teach North Dakota history.
Awesome.
So they have it online, and it's lesson plans. So a teacher can go there and plan their lessons or pick and choose which lessons they want to give.
Yeah.
And part of that will be citizenship, and we are going to be that segment of that history.
Wow. Wow. So, I mean, again, just another way the courthouse is integrating themselves and becoming a must-to site to visit, I mean, when the summer rolls around. But I don't want to just say just when summer rolls around, too, Steve, because the courthouse actually is open by appointment if they contact you ahead of time, right?
Correct. If they have a group come into town and they all want to see the courthouse, or we are going to have a new suffrage art exhibit up in the jury room, if they wish to see that, it'll be UJ students who have done art pieces. Professor Sharon Cox will coordinate that with me, and they will display their artwork upstairs. It'll be women's suffrage, how it happened in North Dakota, and they called me at 252-1170 or S. Reedburn, R-E-I-D-B-U-R-N, at northdakota.gov.
Okay.
nd.gov.
nd.gov. So again, call Steve if you want to get in by appointment, 252-1170 or S. Reedburn at nd.gov. But yes, that new exhibit on women's suffrage, also they can view that by appointment.
Yes, correct. And we're hoping to have some of it. Some of the students want to take their artwork with them
right
at the end of the year. So we may not have all the pieces. So it would be a good idea to try to see it as soon as possible.
For sure. Absolutely. And I mean, they can also do it. I'm sure they can make it a one-stop shop on December 8th and 15th while they're looking at the Christmas trees too.
Correct. They can.
Perfect. Steve, thank you again for joining us. I want to remind everybody 252-1170 if you want to visit during the off hours, if you will, by appointment. But circle your calendars December 8th and 15th for the Christmas open house from 1 to 4. Steve, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome, Warren. Thank you.